Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Father, thank you tonight for the written word, the covenant word of the living God. You've heard me say this a lot. I'm going to continue to say it. When you see phrases like the exceeding great and precious promises, exceeding great and precious covenant promises, because every promise in that book is blood-backed. Blood-backed. First by animals, second through the blood of a man, and third through the sweet blood of Jesus. And I heard someone say one time, oh, those people are just, they're just so bloody-minded. You better be. You need to be. Because every word of that book, every word of it, does not contain the truth. It is truth. It doesn't contain it. It is. Because God is. Amen? Now, open your Bibles to the Gospel of Romans. If I could just pick two books, it would be the book of Romans and the book of John. Because the book of John contains the 13th, 14th, 15th, 16th, 17th chapters of John are all in the covenant meal that changed heaven and earth.
Yes, yes, yes.
Amen. He that loves me keeps my commandments. I will love him. My Father will love him. And I will manifest myself to him. Right there in the 14th chapter of John. The word that you said, don't let your heart be troubled. The words I speak unto you are not mine. It is the Father that dwells within me. He does the works. That's enough right there to put you in the healing ministry. Thank you, Lord. Romans chapter 10. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. So that would mean that is incorrect, right? What do they need? Correction. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness, going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. For Christ, the Anointed One, is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believes. Are you a believer? Moses describes the righteousness which is of the law, that the man that doeth those things shall live by them. But the righteousness which is of faith speaks. It speaks. On this wise, say not. Now there's some things you don't say. Words never were primarily for communication. words primarily release power. Because the Almighty God, who is a spirit, created everything with words. Everything. He said it. He said it. Look carefully now. Don't say this. Who shall ascend into heaven? That is to bring Christ down from above. Oh, if you could just come lay your hand on my fevered brow. Don't be talking like that. You could just say it and say it and say it. It doesn't work. And you'll see why. Or who shall descend into the deep? That is to bring Christ again from the dead. What does faith say? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thine heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if thou wilt confess with thy mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in thine heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be sozoed, saved or healed. Same word. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. All right. Now, let's go over to the classic teaching on faith that from Mark 11. I have heard this over and over and over and over and over and over and over in one way or the other. I just cannot go along with the word of faith. I just cannot support the word of faith any longer. Now, those are words from someone who's ignorant of the scripture and hadn't heard it, or a baby Christian. That's not shipwrecked faith, that's just baby faith. Well, I just don't see what difference it makes what you say. Well, he just got to saying here, there's some things you say and some things you don't say, because you have what you say. It happens so many times. Well, that saying stuff just doesn't work for me. Yeah, it just did. So it doesn't work for you. But yet it does, because the fear words that you say . There is no such thing as non-belief. You're believing something one way or the other all the time. All the time. So let's look here in Mark 11. To get the best from this, you start at the first verse. You don't wait till you get to the 22nd to start there. The Lord has really been after me over this. Because I was jumping from Isaiah 53 to 1 Peter 2:24. And then I realized that this is the way the Bible is written. This is a book of corrections. And it will correct you before it comes time to pray. 1 Peter 2:24. There's 23 verses ahead of that. And they are extremely important when it comes to praying for healing. Number of things there. That's the 24th verse. So you go back and read that whole chapter. Jesus answered and said unto them, have faith in God, or have the faith of God. Well, what does that mean? We're talking about covenant promises. We're talking about exceeding great and precious promises. Well, you just keep reading and by these and through these and all things that pertain to life. And he said, you have obtained like precious faith. Faith is precious. It comes from God. It is God's faith, and Jesus did it. It's precious. Amen. Now, let's read Hebrews 11:1 in the Classic Amplified. Now, faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of the things we hope for, being the proof of things we do not see and the conviction of their reality. Faith perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses. When it becomes the title deed, it's yours. When you meditate the things of God long enough and get in the Word, I dug around my house and I found my old Sony cassette player that has a speaker in it. And got it out and cleaned it up and put some batteries in it. Glory to God. And I'm listening to Brother Hagin again. And I tend to do that till I sound like him again. But faith works. I said faith works. So, have faith in God. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Now, I did not get this from Mark Hankins. I got this from Brother Hagin, who got it from the Lord after reading the book of Mark. And he just is there in the church, and he just rolled over on his back, just sitting there thinking. Did you notice in Mark 11:23, believe is mentioned once and saying three times? So he said, you have to preach three times as much about the saying as you do the believing. For my people have the believing part down, but it's the saying part. Now, that's the part, that's what I was saying. Well, I just can't support the word of faith anymore. Well, you have to hear that and hear that and hear that and hear it over and hear it again and hear it again and hear it again and then hear it some more and then hear it after that and then just keep listening to it and keep saying it and listening to it and talking about it. And then you go through the Bible and you look for faith and you look for words. And you do a word study. And it starts in Genesis. And it goes to the book of Revelation. We overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Who loved not their lives unto death. Praise God. Amen. So look at it. For verily I say unto you, whosoever shall say, now that's one, correct? Unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. 3-1. And that has worked over the years in my life. I have to remember that, particularly when things really get close to home. Now, I want you to notice, Jesus laid this down. Say. Therefore, I say to you. So he did what he just said. Therefore, I say to you, whatsoever thing you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. And, it's all the same discourse. And when you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any, that your heavenly Father may forgive you your trespasses. So see, the laws of the Spirit work.
Yes, they do.
All the time. The laws of faith work all the time, whether it's fear or faith. They're both faith. Fear is faith in something. Fear is faith in a snake. Fear is faith in a tornado, a hurricane. It's faith. It's just the opposite of faith in God. It's faith in the disastrous things of life. So, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. When you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive your trespasses. Now, that he had, now remember this, teach us to pray as John taught his disciples. Our Father, which is in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive others who trespassed against us. There it is again. And he's still talking about prayer. It's all right there.
Uh-huh. Prayer, verse 24. Mm-hmm.
Do unto others as you would have others do unto you. Let's stand and praise God. Those of you watching, do you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior? The Almighty God and His Son Jesus together made this so simple. So simple. The shortest salvation prayer in the Bible was on the road to Damascus. Saul of Tarsus, who became Paul the Apostle. See the name change? Covenant name change. God changed his name. Said, Lord, who are you? And he wrote 2/3 of the New Testament. Isn't that amazing? You could pray that. Lord, who are you? Gloria prayed. I mean, I fouled the job up and I'm out looking for a job. She found a Bible that my mother sent me. She had never heard the word born again. She had never heard it in her life. And Ken Precious, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. And so she picked that Bible up and read it. She said, well, I certainly need things. She just said, Lord, take my life and do something with it. The Apostle Paul just said, Lord. He called him Lord. Then he would be the one that would write in the book of Romans, whosoever would believe in his heart that God raised him from the dead and confess with his mouth Jesus as Lord, he shall be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and that's women too, mankind, believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So we're going to lead you tonight right to the throne of grace. So do this. Put your hand over your heart, indicating, I mean every word of this. Lift your other hands up toward heaven and say this, O God in heaven, I believe with all my heart that you raised Jesus from the dead. Come into my heart. I believe that he's alive. I believe that he is now in my heart. I thank you for that. I receive him by faith. I believe it because you said it in your word. And now that I am born again, fill me with your precious spirit to overflowing, just like on the day of Pentecost. A supernatural prayer language. Take a deep breath. Oh, thank you, Jesus, that I'm now filled with the Holy Ghost. Oh, langremeste la ropo polomi. La manina la 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 la. The Apostle Paul said, I will sing with my spirit. I will sing with my understanding. I will pray with my spirit. The Amplified said, my spirit by the Holy Spirit in me prays. Ooh, isn't that good? Hallelujah. Now, by doing that, we got back what we lost at the Tower of Babel when all of the languages were confused. And now we can go back and speak the language of the Spirit.
Join Kenneth Copeland at these upcoming KCM events. May 12 through 14 for the Sacramento Victory Campaign in California. May 26th through 28th, join us for the first ever Knoxville Victory Campaign in Tennessee. June 9th through 11th, don't miss the Fargo Victory Campaign in North Dakota. KCM events are free to attend. Go to kcm.org/events for more information, and we'll see you there.
In a world where life is uncertain and changing daily, you need an unshakable confidence to stand strong. God made a covenant by blood to make his strength, power, and wisdom available to you. Kenneth Copeland's teaching series, Covenant Made by Blood, contains 6 messages which will help you understand the depth of the covenant connection God has with you it'll give you the ability to build a solid foundation of peace and security. This KCM Foundational Teaching Series on MP3 disc comes with a companion study guide, which will unpack the revelation that you are backed by a big God and therefore cannot fail. Each of these powerful messages will unpack the revelation of our covenant. Devote time each day and listen to these impactful messages. Set your course with God's promises for what's ahead. Establish your heart on an unbreakable bond, which gives you confidence to live a life with boldness. Receive the powerful blessings of God's covenant for you. God's covenant with you is His greatest act of love. Request your free Covenant Made by Blood package from Kenneth Copeland Ministries at kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. Gain deeper insight into the finished work of God's covenant through Jesus Christ. This free offer is good for 60 days. Outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
If you prayed with Brother Copeland today and received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, we want to welcome you to the family of God. Your spirit is born again and you have the very life of God in you now. To help you learn more about your new life in Christ, Kenneth Copeland Ministries has some free resources to send you. And it's called the Salvation Package, and it includes a book called He Did It All For You by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, and two brochures to help you start reading and studying your Bible. Request your free package today on kcm.org. A great way to grow spiritually is to attend a KCM event. The Sacramento Victory Campaign starts this week, May 12th through the 14th in Sacramento, California. Kenneth Copeland will be there preaching the Word, along with Pastors George and Terry Pearsons. There will be special services on prayer, increase in healing, all designed to build your faith and bring you hope. Come and be filled with joy and peace as you hear the good news of the gospel. We are living in a time where it is vital that we hear good news and the truth of God's Word. This is a free event to attend, so make your plans to be there. For more information on speaker schedule or to register, go to kcm.org. Thank you for joining us today. Brother Copeland will be back tomorrow talking about precious covenant promises. This is Duane Munoz reminding you that God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, request the Salvation Package from Kenneth Copeland Ministries, free on kcm.org/salvation.
The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast study notes will help you dive deeper into these powerful word-based teachings. Get all 5 days of notes at one time. Use them during the week for your personal study time. Download them free at kcm.org/notes. Create a special family devotional time to follow along with the notes as you watch the broadcast. Study the scriptures with your children and begin instilling God's Word now. Use these notes to build your faith library and build up a heritage of faith.